Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from Beaver Parish Church.
I'm sure lots of people will have noticed that up at the front here, there are colouring pencils and things to colour in. So we're going to need help with this big, long sermon this morning. So I want to invite all the children in the congregation, not just brownies and rainbows, but anybody down there, if you would like to come and take a card and the pencils that are sitting on it and take it back to your seat. But don't start to colour in yet. Would grown-ups, would you just take control of that a wee bit whenever they all pick up a card and some colouring pencils? Right, okay. Now, oh, there's still some. It's not going to make sense at the end if we don't have them all done. Any grown-ups want to come and get something to colour? Oh, look at this. Okay, right.
Jeffrey Dead.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Okay. Right. Oh, don't start colouring. Oh, well, you're nearly started. Don't start yet, because another thing I want you to do just before you start to colour in. Daniel, can we put the timer up on the screen? Is this possible? Oh, it goes as soon as it's... Right, I have three things. You're all looking at me. I have three things to say to all of you this morning, and each of them lasts 3 minutes. So we're going to put a 9-minute timer on the screen. Is that okay? And when it gets to the end of 9 minutes, I'll stop. What about that? Wherever I've got to, we'll stop the sermon. Okay, but... Oh, that's exciting, isn't it? But we're going to count down, and then the timer's going to start, and I've got 9 minutes to tell you three things. So let's count down from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, that's spectacular, isn't it? Okay, the first thing that I want... Sorry, I need to tell you that if you're a visitor here today, we've been following a course called An Ordinary Day with Jesus, and looking at how we live our lives with Jesus in the ordinary days, not the special days, not the days when we're doing something at church, but the ordinary days. And today the subject is the pace of life in an ordinary day with Jesus. So the first thing I want to tell you is this. Has it gone? Has it stopped? Am I losing my time? Okay, well, you keep finding. The first thing I want to tell you is that we all live incredibly busy days. There's days, I know there's so many days that the very first thing I do, I'm so busy, as I start off by not doing anything, I start off by making a list of things that need to be done. And you always put on, do you make a list? Do you start off with 3 or 4 things you've already done so that you can tick them straight away? And you feel like you're already halfway down the list. So, you know, got out of bed, shaved, did my teeth, tick, 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 and all that. And you think, oh, I'm halfway through the list already. So you make it, but everything's just so busy, trying to get everything done. But here's the first thing I want to tell you, and because this is a lie. Someday, things will settle down. We sometimes think that there's a time coming when it won't be like this. I'll get out of school, or I'll get my own place, or I'll get my first job, or I'll get that house bought, or I'll live closer to work, or I'll not be able to play football any longer. Oh. Okay, yes. This could go on and on. Right, that's the lie, is that we think one day it's all going to settle down. Now, I heard a wee story about a Christian hero of many people. He was a very famous preacher and church leader and writer of books and all sorts of things called John Stott. And apparently one day in the run-up to sort of millennium type things, you remember way back then, a journalist came to see John Stott to ask him what he would do if he knew that Jesus was going to come back that night. And when he got to John Stott's house, John Stott was out in the garden weeding a flower bed. Yeah. And the journalist said, could I speak to you? Could I have a word with you? And John Stott was very polite and said, of course you can. And he said, I'm doing a thing about if we knew that Jesus was coming back tonight, how it would change your life. He said, so can I ask you that question? If you knew Jesus was coming back tonight, what would you want to do with today? And he said, I'd hope to get this flower bed finished. Now, isn't that brilliant? He was living his life, the way he felt God wanted him to live it. And on that day, he had decided that gardening was what he needed to be doing. And therefore, he didn't have a big long list. I'm sure he had a busy life. I'm sure he had lots of important things to do. But at that particular moment, getting the flower bed weeded was what he needed to do. And that was the most important thing for him to be doing at that moment. You see, there isn't a time coming when it's all going to get sorted out. We have to do some things to sort it out. Let me take you to... this is the first day of Lent. Oh, it's not the first day of Lent. So I've already missed that. Yes, as you probably noticed at the bottom of the order of service. But this is the first Sunday in Lent. And in Lent, we think about some things. We think about fasting and all sorts of things. Could I just... Jesus... Oh, 46 seconds for this one. Jesus had lived a life like all of us. He had a job. He was looking after people. It's possible that Jesus was even the primary carer for his mother Mary, because you never hear anything about Joseph, the grown-up. And maybe Jesus was actually had all sorts of responsibilities. But he's about to launch into his public ministry. And we read that in Luke chapter 4, that Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days. Jesus realized if he was going to get all the important things that he needed doing in his life, he needed to take some time away from it all. And interestingly, 14 verses later, we read that Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And in the time that he took aside, it transformed into being described as in the power of the Spirit. Could you imagine that maybe if we took some more time, maybe if we took some more rest, maybe if we spent some more time getting to know God, praying, listening, worshiping, those sorts of things, maybe something would change in us. That it just, not that it's just less rushed, but that we're more in the power of the Spirit. The second thing I want to tell you is that someday things will settle down. They won't unless we make them. Someday I will have enough, because we're driven by getting more of everything and by trying to earn more so that we can have more of everything and plan the next holiday and do the next things. We're driven by maybe someday more will be enough. It never will. I read this week. To be content is not to have all you want, but to want only what you have. To be content is not to have all you want, but to want only what you have. Way back in the Old Testament, in a book called Exodus, God was leading his people from the slavery that they'd been living in Egypt. And this was the story of Moses and all of that sort of thing. God was taking them to the promised land, and he was teaching them things along the way, because when they got to the promised land, he wanted it to be a brand new experience of life with him. And he had things to teach them. So you hear about the commandments and stuff that God gave to them on that journey through the wilderness, that story is now called Exodus. And one of the things was that he fed them on the way through. And we're told that he provided for them quails, like chickens, and also bread called manna. But he gave them some very specific instructions, because he was trying to teach them about their future life together. And the Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, some little. And when they measured it, the one who gathered much did not have too much. The one who gathered little did not have too little. Everyone had gathered just as much as they needed. Then Moses said to them, no one is to keep any of it until morning, because there was going to be new stuff every day. However, some of them paid no attention to Moses, but they kept part of it until morning. But it was full of maggots and began to smell. God was trying to teach his people that enough is what we need. That it isn't a matter of trying to get more and more and more. And he taught them this because he provided food every day. And when people took more than they needed, it went off. It began to stink. Now, we don't physically feel that things around us stink. But I bet you, if we thought long and hard about what we've got and the things that we're after, there is a bad smell at times. around the sense of wanting to have more and more and more. On the back of our We Order of Service today, there are some things we can do in Lent that fit with being part of God's world, and some things that will help our world. But there's also a wee list of some things that we may want to think about in terms of more and filling our lives up with more and more. Okay, we're on the last thing that I want to tell you. So someday things will just calm down. It's not going to happen. Someday more will be enough. It's not going to happen unless we make some decisions. And the third thing is this, and it's from our reading that Sam read to us today about the calming of the storm. Today, I can ask Jesus to calm the storm with me. Can you imagine that boat that they were in? Remember, you do need to remember that not all the disciples were sailors. Some of them were people who worked in fishing, but not all of them. Some of them were civil servants. Some of them did other sorts of things. They were out in this boat, so they weren't all used to storms. And I bet you there was annoyance and frustration in that boat. Like the people who weren't boat people were probably saying to the people who owned the boat, why on earth have you got us out here? What is wrong with us? Relationships start to go wrong when we're too busy and there's too much happening and we're after more stuff and everything else. Things start to go wrong. As you can imagine, that boat, some people were bailing stuff out and others were rowing and some were fighting with the sails and some were trying to steer it and most of them were shouting at each other and getting frustrated and annoyed. And doesn't that sound like our lives at times? We just get more and more irritated by everything around us, by the people who won't drive fast enough, by the bus that won't come on time, by can't get the things done for work, can't get all the children bathed, can't get everything to fit into the way I'd like it to be. And Jesus, in those very ordinary things of life, is right in the middle of it with us. And he is there. He was resting in the boat. You see, he's not in a panic the way we are. He's resting in the boat in the middle of the storm. And when we turn to Jesus and say, Lord, would you help me sort this out? Would you help me bring the sort of order to my life that you're meant to have and that I'm meant to have in my life? He will actually help us with that. Any of you looking at the clock? Oh, wow. We're nearly there. So do we want Jesus to help us with our lives? Now would be a good point to nod. Yeah. We want Jesus to help us sort it. It's over, right? Okay. Would you bring up your pictures and set them?
Thank you for listening. To hear previous weeks and for more information, go to beaverparish.co.uk/sermons.